Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Now, this story right here happened on August the 18th, not too long ago. And it goes on to say, missing 15-year-old found dead days after grandmama was allegedly executed by boyfriend, Sakavius Hoyt. He was missing in Tennessee, and he was found dead several days after the grandmother, and which was his legal guardian, was shot and killed by her 41-year-old boyfriend. And he had been missing for a whole week, and they had been looking for him, and they finally found him. They go on to say that he was reported missing one day after his grandmother, Aneria Terman, was found shot in the back of the head in a wooded area near her home. Herman, Terman's boyfriend, was taken into custody on Saturday and charged with one count of first-degree murder and one count of abuse of a corpse in connection with her death. So they go on to say, the Memphis Police Department, that they responded on August 17th to a man down call at an area located at Silas Road and Ayers Road. When they arrived on the scene, first responders found an adult female victim, later identified as Terman, suffering from what appeared to be a gunshot wound. She was pronounced dead on the scene. So he took her out. He took her from the house and took her out into a wooded area. The investigation into Terman's death led authorities to a home located in the 4,000 block of where she stayed. And her body was found half a block away from there. At the time of the arrest, though, he was driving Terman's car, a white Chrysler 200. So he driving her car after he done took her into a wooded area and shot her in the back of the head. He's driving her car. But the people started asking, okay, where's the grandson? They couldn't locate him. Sakavius, they didn't know where he was. And they was like, where is Sakavius? Where is Sakavius? Like, what's going on? He killed her with a single gunshot to the back of her head. And when the police went into the home, they said that they saw what appeared to be blood smeared on his concrete floor. He wasn't at the house when they got there. But then they saw him drive past the house. So you kill this woman. You probably killed the grandson. Then you turn around, you see, you go past the house because you see police and stuff is there, and you drive right past the house. So they did a traffic stop. And when officers approached the car, they saw blood on the trunk and back bumper. He was driving a car. And as police was taking him into custody, members of his family began showing up at his house. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like, why are y'all arresting him? Like, what did he do? And he turned around and tell his family members, I'm going to be gone for a while. So let me tell y'all something. Even with him saying, I'm going to be gone for a while, he just admitted his guilt. He admitted to killing her. Why he killed her? No one knows. That'll come out in trial. But there was blood spatter in multiple rooms and a metallic fragment from a bullet. So he had to have killed the grandson, because if they found her in a wooded area with one gunshot bullet to the head, why was there blood splattered in multiple rooms? Police said they also found Terman's purse and her cell phone, both of which was located next to what appeared to be blood. He's in jail right now. But the thing is that he had to have killed the grandson and hid his body. And then you riding around in the woman's car. And then you admit to it. You riding around like ain't nothing wrong. Got your family members thinking you good. And you out here shooting people and killing people. For what? Why? Why I killed the 15-year-old? Like, what happened? Were you molesting the boy and the grandma found out? Could be a possibility. You ain't want nobody to know you raping little boys or something? What was the purpose of this crime? A lot of people don't believe that Black people can be so evil. But y'all are just as evil as other races. Or let me take that back. Okay, y'all know what, scratch that, because I don't want nobody to cancel me by saying that. What I'm trying to say is that a lot of times, Black people can be so accepting of Black on Black crime. But the moment that somebody from another race commit a crime against us, everybody want to be in an uproar. But when it's Black on Black senseless crime like this story here, ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't nobody out there protesting to stop the Black on Black crime. That is why I do this podcast, to let you all know that evil lives amongst all of us in our own community. But in the African American community, it is strong. And people just pick and choose what they want to fight for, what they want to stand up for. There was no reason for him to kill them. If he did the crime, he should have done the time. If he did something to the little boy and the grandma found out about it and confronted him, he should have said yes and went on to jail. Because now he done killed both of them and he's still sitting in jail. Man, we got to make some right choices here. I'm telling you. In these day and times, people, the imaginations in a person's heart is getting wicked. And I'm sick and tired of people saying the devil made me do it. No, you already had that shit in you to do it in the first place. That was just senseless. And then you riding around in her car. And then you go tell your family, I'm going to be gone for a while. Whatever the circumstances were that led up to you having to shoot this grandma and kill her grandson, You going to pay for that. And I hope they haunting your ass right now while you are in prison. My name is Queen Zoya Counts. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans.